Hello, my lovely people. My name is Phoebe Jane, and this is the podcast for and about people in their 20s that are trying to beat the algorithm of life. Today, I want to talk about something that I think a lot of us in our 20s deal with, and it is comparison. I've been catching myself comparing more than the usual. I catch myself thinking that I want to have what other people have, and I end up feeling like I'm behind in life and I'm not doing enough and I'm not working enough. You know that we love overanalyzing things on this podcast. So today we're going to overanalyze comparison. And hopefully by the end of this episode, we are left with an understanding of what comparison is, how it can be bad, and how we can use it to our advantage. Okay? I think the funny thing about comparison is that it's something so natural to humans and it can be something so motivating, but usually, and especially in this day and age with social media, it's just this bad thing that we unconsciously do. So let's look at a few reasons as to how it can be a bad thing. Okay, reason number one, we see the success, but not the journey. How many times have you seen someone achieve something and you think to yourself for a slight second, like, oh, I'd want to do that. I want to achieve that. But then you start to think about all the things they had to do in order to achieve that, and you think, never mind. I think it's so easy for us to see someone achieve something or do something and think, yeah, I want that. But we often don't think about, or we often don't even see or know about the journey they had to go through in order to get there. And that ties into the second reason why I think comparison can be a bad thing, and it's because I think it can make us forget what we want. Right? It's so easy to see someone do something and think, oh, I should be doing that. I should be doing that because they seem happy doing that, or they're getting success by doing that, so I should also do that. I think especially in our 20s when we're trying to navigate this path of figuring out who we are and what we want to do in life, it's so easy to see someone else be happy with something and to think, okay, if I do that, I will be happy too. I think it can kind of like distract us from our own goals and our own authentic self. I had someone on the podcast, I think it was Lisander, that mentioned this. And when you don't know what you want, you can end up feeling lost. And like that, and that lost feeling, I think, is something that a lot of people in their 20s find really frustrating. That feeling of like, I don't know who I am, I don't know what I want, and it seems like everyone has it figured out. And I think that has something to do with this, that a lot of us don't know what we want, and is because of all the comparison that we are not able to do with social media, right? It's so easy for us to compare ourselves nowadays with social media. And then reason number three why I think comparison can be a bad thing is because, and this is something I heard in a podcast recently, it was an episode from Jay Shetty, and he said, every minute that you spend wishing you had someone else's life is a minute you wasted in your life. And I thought that was just so powerful. I think time is just so precious, and I think it's so easy for us to spend this time comparing ourselves and thinking, I want what they have. And if we really do, then we should get up and go for it, right? We should get up and work on achieving those goals. We should get up and make those dreams reality instead of constantly wishing and comparing ourselves to others. And I know it's way easier said than done, but this is something that I've been doing. When I notice myself getting into that comparison mindset, I try to remind myself, okay, BB, is this something you really want? Okay, let's work towards it. Like, let's put all this time and energy, let's shift it back to our path, let's make it happen, let's work on it, right? Instead of wasting that energy on like comparing and getting into that bad spiral, I try to snap out of it and be like, okay, BB, back on track. If you want that, let's make it happen. How are we going to make it happen? Let's go. Let's take the steps. Let's put it in action. Now, I kind of want to dive into something that's a bit more specific to our 20s and specifically our careers in our 20s. Because there have often been times where I feel like I'm trying to make this dream I have reality. And now I'm kind of making money out of this thing I'm passionate about, but there was a long time where it was really not making a lot of money. Like, when I look back at like my financial situation, I'm like, how did I even like survive? I had people around me that had this like big amazing adult job, and they were making actual adult money, and they were able to actually go out and have fun. And when they would ask me if I wanted to join, I had to say no, because I was in a different phase of life. I was trying to make something happen, and that was going to cost me time and energy and frankly money. And there have been many moments where I thought, fuck this, I'm also going to get a job, and I'm also going to start making money. And now I'm going to stop with this, I'm going to stop fantasizing about making this dream of mine happen and get a job and just make money like I felt like I was supposed to. I felt like I was supposed to do that. And now looking back, I'm really happy I didn't, because that was just taking me off my own path. It was taking me off my own journey. And everyone, I think it's so easy in our 20s to forget that everyone is on their own journey. But it's in our 20s especially, it feels like it's just constant comparison, because one person's getting kids, the other person's getting married, the other person is somehow rich, or they're traveling the world and living this amazing life. And it's so easy for us to wonder, are we behind in life? Are we supposed to do that? Am I doing something wrong? That's what I thought for the longest time, right? I thought that I'm not making as much money as my friends are, so I'm doing something wrong. So whatever this thing I'm doing is wrong. I should do that. I should get a full-time job. I should do that. But that's just comparison getting the best of me. That's just comparison making me forget what I actually want, right? So I think it's important to constantly ask yourself if that's really what you want. The other day I saw someone wake up at 5 a.m. and I was like, I should probably wake up at 5 a.m. But then I reflected for a moment and I thought, okay, let's think about this. So I'm seeing the success. They're waking up at 5 a.m. What's the journey? Well, probably they have to sleep really early, right? So, okay, do I want to sleep early? Do I actually even want to wake up at 5 a.m.? What am I going to do at 5 a.m.? Okay, do I thrive at 5 a.m.? Like, is that, how is it going to help me? And that's when I realized, like, okay, right now in this moment of my life, this month in my life, this phase of my life, I don't want to be waking up at 5 a.m. And that's okay. That's not a bad thing, right? I'm on my own journey. I know it sounds like way easier said than done. And trust me, there are many moments where I let it get the best of me as well. I think that this whole concept of feeling behind in life is something that is really thrown in our face in our 20s because of all the things I just mentioned. Like, this is really the moment where everyone's doing something different and everyone's like on a different journey. One's getting a baby, the other one's getting married, the other one's becoming filthy rich with a business that they created. Like, everyone's doing something different. And it's really easy to feel like you're behind in life, right? I heard something the other day in a podcast, again, Jay Shetty podcast, and he said, you're never behind in life. You're never ahead in life. You're exactly where you need to be. And that's something that I try and I keep repeating to myself, because I think it's so calming. It really relaxes me. But sometimes I'm kind of like in battle with myself, because I feel like, yes, that could be true, but at the same time, comparison, if done right, can be a good motivation, actually, right? Like, it can really inspire me at times. And when I overthink about this, I realize that it's all about how we compare ourselves. Instead of thinking, oh, I want what they have, and oh, why don't I have what they have? It's like, no, how can I get to that level? What steps do I need to take to get there? If I really want to get there. Right? Like, I think it's about being self-aware enough to ask yourself those questions. And I think that's kind of the process I'm in now, you know? It's like, okay, how can I catch myself comparing myself to others? And how can I react to that in a good way? How can I rewire that and think, okay, BB, number one, do you really want that? Do you want all the shit that comes with that? You know, do you want to really go on that journey? Because it's a long journey. And number two, is that something I really want, or is that just something I want because I saw someone else have it and they looked happy with that? And I think we can answer those questions only if we know ourselves enough, right? So it's all about not focusing on other people, but trying to focus on ourselves and trying to focus on what makes us happy, what are things that fuel us with energy, what are goals that we want to achieve, and really stay in touch with ourselves and not let any external factors influence that. I want to give another practical tip. It's a social media tip, and I feel kind of embarrassed about admitting this. I don't know why, but I love the fact that you can mute people on Instagram, because it's like, you can also just simply unfollow people, but sometimes you're following an account that you really usually like their content, or you want to keep following them, but right now you're just not in the headspace. You're not in the headspace, and every time you see their content, you get a bad feeling. You know, you're comparing yourself, or you're not getting energy from it. You know, it's costing you more energy than it's giving. And then I just mute it for a while. I just go, boop, you can mute it. You can mute their posts. You can mute their stories. And then after a while, maybe like a week or maybe a month or even longer, I'm like, oh yeah, this account. Oh yeah, I muted them. That's why I'm not seeing their content. Let me unmute them, because now I'm in the right headspace again. And now I'm ready. This is just because social media is a horrible measuring stick, right? Like, it's so easy for people to post their success, but it's harder for them to post all the bad moments they had to go through in order to achieve that thing, right? And I'm guilty of that too, you know, even though I really try to also share, like, the bad things or the hardships that I go through, but it's like, when I'm crying, it's not the first thing on my mind to pick up a camera and document it, right? But I do try to share that as well, because I think that it gives a more realistic view on what it's like to be a person in their 20s. And I also deal with shit, and I also overthink, and I also compare myself at times. I think that's something we shouldn't forget. Like, social media is not a good measuring stick. It's a horrible one sometimes. So I'm glad we did this, and I really hope that there's at least one person that listens to this episode and thinks, I understand comparison now, and I'm gonna stop doing it in a bad way, and I'm gonna be more aware of when I do it, because that's how I feel after recording this episode. If you can take a second to rate this episode on Spotify, or if you're listening and watching on YouTube, please subscribe and like the video. I'd appreciate that. And I will speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye.